Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Thursday, May 5th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Nearly 2 weeks ago, 40 Pakistani Christians were arrested in a raid on a house church in Saudi Arabia. Now, humanitarian rights monitors and lawmakers want the Saudis penalized for religious freedom violations. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says, despite the oppression, VOM's beaming in radio programs and providing Christian literature to those underground.
We know there are believers in Saudi Arabia. We know there are Saudi believers who are carrying out the gospel there. And so we want to do whatever we can to be of assistance to them and help them as they're building the church there.
Next, it's the 16th annual Bible Reading Marathon on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol, an 80-hour-long public reading of the Bible. The four-day event culminates today with a National Day of Prayer. Reverend Michael Hall, who heads the effort, explains why they do it.
We feel that we're doing what Nehemiah did when there was a public reading of God's Word, which called a nation to repentance. And we feel that even people that don't agree with us, many times they stop and listen, and as we explain what we're doing and why we're doing, we feel that we are reaching people and changing their minds.
Bible Pathway Ministries founder helped launch the marathon to combat biblical illiteracy in America. And with a senior citizen population increasing in the U.S., the number of elderly in rest homes is increasing. Disabilities keep them from doing much, including reading. That's why Talking Bibles International is providing a closed tape machine that plays the New Testament. 40,000 have been handed out during the last year. These machines enable people to be involved in evangelistic outreach. Go to our website for purchase information. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Chuck Swindoll's free book, The Triumph of the Cross, a gift from Transworld Radio, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's a great witnessing tool, helping seekers understand why God's Son went to the cross. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.